Live from the Golf National in France, this is Ryder Cup Radio, presented by Econocom.
The four ball pairings have been announced. The first tee shot will be hit in anger at 10 past 8 Friday morning, Central European time, at Le Golf National, just outside Versailles in France. Only the second time the Ryder Cup to be played in continental Europe. We know how they will line up. We'll be with you on Ryder Cup Radio from 7:30 in the morning. So a 40-minute build-up and giving you that atmosphere from the first tee. And if the opening ceremony was anything to go by, it should be a raucous atmosphere. Don't forget to listen to us wherever you are, whether that's on the course, on RyderCup.com, the official Ryder Cup app, across North America, on Sirius XM satellite radio, and on TalkSport 2. Your reaction, please, to those four ball pairings. Let me give you them first, and then I'll give you how you can get in touch with us. Starting with the European pairing of Justin Rose and Jon Rahm up against Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau. That'll be the match at 10 past 8. At 25 minutes past 8, Rory McIlroy goes out with Torbjörn Ottosson. They face Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. At 8:40, it's Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton up against Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. And then the final match out at 8:55, Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods up against Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood. Those are the four ball matches, don't forget, and then foursomes to come in the afternoon. And do get in touch with us, as I say. You can tweet us at Ryder Cup, use the hashtag Ryder Cup Radio, email us radio@rydercupeurope.com. That's the way to get in touch with us. I'm Richard Kaufman, Paul Eales, Matt Adams alongside me. And now we do know the names. We can no longer have to kind of speculate. We can see the pairings. Anything, Paul, that surprises you at all?
In a way that all the rookies, or four of the rookies for the Euros, are going to start in the four balls in the morning. But I think Thomas is wise in doing that. He's going to blood everybody before the singles. Pairings that have been split up, Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, maybe there's a question mark of Henrik's fitness. I know he's come in with a little bit of an injury. I personally would have expected Sergio Garcia as a pick to go in. He's only one of his picks, Thomas's picks, in Paul Casey. He's going to play in match three. But we look at that top match, Justin Rose. He's played 7 four-ball matches. He's won four, lost three, and partnering the powerful Jon Rahm, who is a rookie. So we'll see what happens there.
OK, Matt, reaction from you in a moment. But first of all, let's hear from Ricky Fowler, who's been talking about a possible and now real partnership with Dustin Johnson.
We've played a bit the last few days, and I think when that pairing was brought up, I didn't really have a whole lot to say. I mean, Dustin can't say no, or this doesn't work. I mean, just let him play. We'll find a way to make it work. You know, number one player in the world, he's very talented, and, you know, not just him. I mean, there's the guys on the team. I'm not going to say no to playing with really any of them, but Dustin especially. Anyone would be kind of stupid to say that they weren't willing to go to battle with him.
It's interesting looking at the pairings, you know, because I'm trying to work out any pairings that I can think of played together before, and maybe you can correct me in terms of President Cup, is Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton, who played together in the Eurasia Cup at the start of the year. None of the other pairings we've seen in action together before, Matt.
No, it's along the lines of what Ilse was just saying. It's fascinating to me the similarities and yet the differences between these opening teams that each of the captains have put together. First of all, on the European side, I find it fascinating that four rookies were put out in the morning session of four balls. On the other side, I find it fascinating that none of these teams on the American side have played together before. So this is all brand new territory for Team USA as well. In terms of DJ and rookie, in four balls, Dustin Johnson is 2-4-0.
Just explain what 2-4-0 means, Matt.
Their record, 2-4-0. Yeah, two wins, four losses.
Thank you. That's what
zero
I mean.
Ties. For Ricky Fowler, in four balls, as you well know, is best ball. 0-1-2 as well in that. And overall, as I mentioned, DJ has a record of 6-5-0, and Ricky has a record of 2-4-5. So, Ilse, I'm actually surprised to see that the way this has shaken out. I understand you said he wanted to bleed them early before singles, but to have a rookie in every team that goes out in the morning, that surprised me on the European side.
Yeah, but again, it's four balls, isn't it? They can settle down by playing their own golf ball. Foursomes is a very, very difficult game if you're just not off or you're a little nervous. So I think he's wise to get the rookies out there playing their own ball against really stalwarts of the European Tour and World Golf. Justin Rose, who wouldn't want to partner him? So John Rahm's going to be relaxed. What's Justin Rose going to do? He's going to go around like he normally does and play really, really steady and exceptional golf. Torbjörn with Rory, who wouldn't want to partner Rory? Paul Casey, he's not lost a four-ball match. He's won one and halved three. So for Tyrrell Hatton, why not? And then the bottom match is really interesting because Francesco Molinari, yes, is the Open champion, but he hasn't won a point in a Ryder Cup match coming into there, and he's lost one and halved a point in his four ball. So interesting.
Yeah, in a way though, Molinari and Fleetwood, Matt, I'm not saying the pressure's not there, but pressure will be off a little bit. There'll be an expectation, won't there, that this is Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods' match to lose.
No, I don't believe that would be the case.
So you wouldn't make Reed and Tiger favorites in this?
No. You're talking about the champion golfer of the year against Tommy Fleetwood, who last year won the race to Dubai. So, no, I wouldn't put them at a deficit against Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods, although I think Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods are going to be a very formidable team. Obviously, Tiger Woods is on very good form. He's coming off a victory last weekend.
Patrick Reed
has a 6-1-2 record in the Ryder Cup. So I think it's going to be a tremendous battle. And I love the fact that Francesco Molinari is so steady. I love the fact that Molinari can be relied upon. I don't believe that Francesco Molinari is coming into this Ryder Cup as the same player that he was in the past because of what he's already accomplished. It's been an ascension.
Have you looked at Francesco Molinari's record in the Ryder Cup as opposed to who he's played against? And the relationship with Tiger Woods. Last round of the Open, who was he paired with? Tiger Woods. Who did he play in the singles at the last Ryder Cup? Am I wrong in saying it was Tiger Woods and they halved the match? Is that, I think that's how it ended. So he's got, and you think, who's the only guy that Tiger Woods has lost to in a Ryder Cup singles match? An Italian, Costantino Rocca. So there's some interesting correlations there for starters. Everything that kind of happened through Frankie Molinari's career has had some kind of Tiger Woods connotation. And maybe his first winning Ryder Cup point come against the big cat as well.
Yeah, it could well do. I mean, Patrick Reed, we know how excitable he is. He likes to get the crowds, and you couldn't have, other than Henrik Stenson, two cooler men to play against, and Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood. They'll lap it up. They'll let Patrick Reed and Tiger get all buzzed and jumping around, and they'll just play nice and calm the way they do and take it in the stride. I'm sure it'll be a fascinating match.
Yeah, I think Tommy will interact with the gallery. I think he's got some showmanship in him, so I think that will play out very well. But I'm absolutely fascinated by that match, and again, to reiterate, I wouldn't put either team as a favorite.
Okay, and don't forget as well, just to add to the Francesco Molinari, his first PGA Tour win was Tiger Woods' tournament the week of...
Yeah, and he dominated that.
The week of the French Open as well.
Did you remember Tiger asked him at the awards ceremony what was the secret? And Francesco Molinari told him what the secret was? Pasta.
Is that right?
I wonder what he's going to be eating tonight then.
Pasta.
Yeah, with a bit of bolognese maybe. Yeah. I'm getting hungry as well. Let's hear from Francesco Molinari talking about this partnership with Tommy Fleetwood.
He's an amazing, talented player. I think he's been through a tough spell, and that probably made him even more resilient. And I think coming out of that, he's now more confident than ever. He's a really complete player. You know, there's no weakness in his game. He's a great driver of the ball. Hits the irons really well, putts well. So I think anyone on the team would be happy to partner him for the doubles. But yeah, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen, and whoever of the other 11 guys is going to be that I'm going to play with, they're all talented players, and I can't wait to share the emotions of the course with them.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look at the course form here. Of course, Tommy Fleetwood was a champion of the French Open. Francesco Molinari, I think, has three times been a runner-up at the French Open. So they're two guys who, based on that, are very comfortable on this golf course, up against Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods. We'll see how it plays out tomorrow, but it's only one of four matches, of course. We need to concentrate on the others too, but there's something always about Tiger being out there that obviously centers people's attention, Matt.
Well, plus the fact that Patrick Reed, his only partner in the Ryder Cup, had been Jordan Spieth, and that has now been broken up, and he's now been put with Tiger Woods. We speculated about it all week because of the way that they were going out. We had a sense that this would be what would happen, and I think it's absolutely fascinating that massive galleries are going to follow this. This is the last group out, so tens of thousands are going to be able to watch them go off and line the hole, and then the almost 7,000 that will be sitting in the grandstand and then send off on their way and float through the golf course in huge, huge numbers. So I'm fascinated on every level, because Patrick Reed can be so fiery out there, and Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods up against that other side. You know, not that, as you just noted, not that the other groups don't have incredible merit as well, but that one is going to be one to keep a very close eye on.
On the American side, I'm not surprised to see Reed and Tiger. I expected Spieth and Thomas. Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler doesn't really raise any eyebrows to me at all. What do you make, though, and obviously the one that does stand out to me is the first pairing, Koepka and Finau. I really wasn't expecting that as a partnership.
Well, I suspected it might happen because of some of the groupings in the practice rounds that they were playing throughout the course of this week. You know, Brooks Koepka's 3-1-0. He is so steady. I think when you watch him from the outside, he looks a bit like a duck. You can't tell at all the work that he's doing. It's just so emotionally steady. Tony Finau is very much the same kind of guy. He's a birdie machine. He's a very powerful player, and he doesn't get swept up by the moment. You could be looking at a long-time future American Ryder Cup team in that pairing.
Yeah, you would expect it's four balls. You could expect a lot of birdies, but Matt alluded to it there. With Rahm and Rose together and with Koepka and Finau, you wouldn't think too many pals are going to win holes there.
No, you would not. Brooks Koepka, he's played 2 4-balls, won one, lost one, I believe.
You did.
So, Tony Finau, and like, you know, Matty was saying, there's going to be lots and lots of birdies in this game. And I look down the US team, they're just birdie machines, they really are. Look across at Europe, possibly a little more steady, but absolutely with the capability. It's to make lots of birdies. It's fascinating. It really is. The one that, again, that sticks out for me from the US is Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. They've dreamed since being boys of playing together in a Ryder Cup. Their dream will come true in match 3 at 8:40 tomorrow morning. Really looking forward to see how they get on against an unbeaten 4-ball player in Paul Casey.
Are you worried about them overheating? Is that why you're...
No. I'm just absolutely looking forward to it. They're not going to overheat. They're experienced players. They're,
yeah,
they're major champions. There's no chance that, you know, they've been round the block. It's not their first rodeo, is it? But I think playing together, these two guys are just going to, you know, they'll live off it. They'll spark off each other, won't they? And I think it'll be fascinating.
Let's mention the four guys that are going to sit out for the respective teams as well. Let's start with the Europeans. No Sergio, no, yeah, Alex Noren, Ian Poulter or Henrik Stenson. So two Swedes there. Three captains' picks there as well. We would assume, or should we make the assumption, they will play in the foursomes?
Without a doubt. I think it's always been in Thomas Bjorn's mind to play everybody on the first day. Unless something goes drastically wrong or for Europe, maybe what happens if they win all four. But I can see these guys going out in the afternoon. Surprised maybe that Poulter isn't there, being Mr. Ryder Cup from a European point of view, with those eyes and the passion that he brings to it. But, you know, certainly if things go a little bit flat, he's going to be there in the afternoon to try and lift the whole of European spirit. So maybe that was in Thomas's mind.
And did you watch Alex Noren finish up the French Open here in July? You know, came from behind to win the French Open, sealed his Ryder Cup spot, yet sat out in the morning four balls. Listen, I know you can only put eight players out. Thomas Bjorn, I'm sure, has thought hard and long about it. But I've got to say, there's a few surprises there, I have to say. Those weren't necessarily the way and the names that I thought would come out for the morning four balls.
Yeah, but again, foursomes is a very different game to four balls. And you know, Thomas Bjorn will have taken this into account with his backroom staff and the vice captains, and they will have looked at it and gone, you know, we need some steadier players possibly. Let's try and go out with our all guns blazing in the morning, make as many birdies as we can, and maybe keep your powder dry for the afternoon.
Do you think there's a risk?
A risk of what, Maddie?
In the philosophy that he has taken for the morning?
No, I don't. No, I think it's absolutely spot on for him. It kind of backfired on Mark James way back in Brookline, where he left two of the rookies to be blooded in the singles. So 2 points gone there. You know, the Ryder Cup isn't going to be over before Sunday. So I think giving everybody a game. I mean, these guys have earned the right. You know, that I think Thomas has done the right thing here.
The only thing I was along the lines of what we were just talking about, that Justin Rose out with John Rahm, I get the philosophy, but Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson are such a formidable team. For that not to be out.
Yeah, but they went out first out at Hazeltine and were beaten 3-2. So, I mean,
it could happen, but they're just a formidable team. I was surprised not to see them together. And then Ian Poulter surprised me that he wasn't out somewhere in the mix to start, just because of the emotional spark that he represents.
There'll be great pairings if they win. There'll be bad choices if they... I mean, listen, we're here to talk, and I understand that, but we can sometimes maybe overanalyze a little. I agree with you. I was expecting it to be Rose and Stenson, but... John Rahm, what a golfer.
True.
And what a partner for the world number two as well. I mean, what is Rahm? World number five or six at the moment?
He's right up there.
Yeah.
He?
So, I mean, to put out the world number two and the world number six together, first pairing out, it's not too shabby, is it, really?
Well, I mean, none of it is going to be too shabby. When you look down the you know, we were talking about fiery teams and teams that are capable of making a lot of birdies. When Ilze was talking about, he said, pick. I'm looking at Rory McIlroy and Thorbjørn Olesen and saying that team there, they could birdie or better every single hole if those two are on song. That's a very, very strong team, too.
Yeah, Rory, of course, went out with a rookie last year in Thomas Peterson. Boy, how did they click? We'll see whether Olesen could do the same. Our reaction here for you on Ryder Cup Road. I'd love to hear yours. Alison Walker's out and about. Ali, I suppose you've got some reaction where you are too.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of chat, obviously, among these picnic tables and the various groups of different nationalities. I've got with me a group of guys from Finland who've been watching with interest. What struck you about those pairings?
I think it's it looks very exciting, and especially pairings 2 and 4. I think those are going to be key tomorrow morning.
That's kind of what we've been talking about as well. What are you going to be looking out for?
It's about the experienced pairings against the not that experienced pairings. So it's fun to see what else going to happen.
So you're talking about McIlroy and Olesen?
For example, yes. There are a couple of pairings which are like somewhat mixed, so that they have the big guns and we have like the machines against them. We're speaking for Europe now. So.
And what about that reaction for Tiger Woods at the opening ceremony?
Yeah, it's. I think the build-up towards Ryder Cup has been just perfect because last week I was staying late. We have 7 hours time difference to US. And I was staying late on Sunday night to watch how he will do in the final day of the Tour Championship, and it's just perfect situation. It's I'm glad that he's back. I'm glad that he's doing well, but I don't want him to win this week, just simply because I'm rooting for Europe.
Yeah, there you hear it. Big fans of Tiger Woods out here, Richard, but don't want him to win, want Europe to win.
Yeah, it's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, isn't it? Who isn't a fan of Tiger Woods with the way he's played golf over the last year to get back into the winner's circle? But from a European perspective, of course, wouldn't like to see him performing at that Sunday best that he managed in Atlanta on Sunday afternoon to win the Tour Championship. Just to remind you, the match is Rose and Rahm against Koepka and Finau, Rory and Olesen against DJ and Fowler, Casey and Hatton against Spieth and Thomas, and Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods up against Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood. Listen, we can speculate all we like. It's interesting, though, to see, you know, Bubba Watson. You know, here's a guy who was saying he wasn't feeling too great about things, not to see him. Would you go along with what we're saying about the European team, that Bubba and Webb Simpson, would they be a foursomes partnership?
I definitely think that they are going to be.
Would you
also
want that for as an American perspective?
Yeah, they've had experience with it in the past, and so they're used to playing with each other. Plus, you know, you were talking about Bubba and how he was feeling. He actually came into this week saying he was feeling somewhat under the weather as well. So we don't know whether there's some kind of a captain's management going on there to preserve his energy for the days and the matches that lie ahead.
Yeah. Paul?
Well, no, I can't see them playing together. Webb Simpson's played one foursome, which he lost. Bubba's played two foursomes, which he's lost. So a pair in there going, I don't know whether they actually paired together, but that's
yeah, they
a
have paired together. Yeah. Yeah. So Glen Eagles, that was when so you would they were beaten heavily in the morning.
Whether they're going to get one more try to try and win a point in a foursomes or not, I don't know, or whether they'll switch them round. But we have heard all week the relationship with Phil and Bryson, so you would expect they're probably going to play together. So maybe one of Bubba or Webb may not play tomorrow.
And Matt, it would seem to me as well, from what we were hearing about golf balls, that there's every chance that Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods could go back out for the foursomes on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I could see that when you were talking about, you're talking about the Bridgestone golf ball,
yes,
that they're
right,
both playing,
yeah,
because that's what Patrick used to play as well. And Tiger spoke to the media earlier this week about the philosophy of which golf ball to use and using modern technology to make sure that you use the correct person to drive off the tee for the spin that you're going to get for coming into the greens and what have you. I thought it was a fascinating conversation to go into it that deep in terms of where they're going to use, who they're going to use off of different shots and planning ahead.
I think for the club golf, or whatever golf ball you use, isn't going to make any difference. But these guys, with the speed that they have, the golf ball, it is essential, like Maddie says, that you know what's going to happen to the flight of it, the spin. We know the wind's going to change direction. There's a lot of shots going into these greens over water. You don't want to be stalling, coming up short and getting wet. So, you know, great point there, Maddie, about them, you know, using that the golf ball that they're familiar with.
What about the pairing of Paul Casey and Tyrrell Hatton? Of course, they're facing good friends, childhood friends in Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. You've referenced that. But Casey and Hatton, you know, two Englishmen together. You know, less nowadays we see nationalities paired together. Of course, the Americans have to, but in terms of Team Europe. But it's happened here for Thomas Bjorn.
Yeah, it has. Tyrrell Hatton can putt. There's absolutely no question of that. He's a rookie. He comes on. He's got fire in his belly. He shows his emotions. Maybe somewhat too much at times, people may say. I love the way he plays golf. He's aggressive. He goes for it. And Paul Casey's been around such a while.
Okay, our reaction there. Let's get the reaction to the announcements of those pairings from the European team captain, Thomas Bjorn.
I've looked at these guys, and I think, you know, there's obviously the obvious guys out there in the sense that people that you would all expect to be there, and then, you know, there's a new guy in every group. You know, they are, but they've been just edging to go, and especially, you know, Torbjörn and John and Till, you know, they really just desperate to get out on that golf course. So once again, now there, I mean, Tommy's a different guy, you know, in the way that he's won around here, and he's been real quality for the last couple of years. You know, he's very calm and relaxed. I mean, they're not going to give it a lot away with emotion, those two at the end there, are they? They are, but they're great together, and they feel really comfortable and good. So, you know, this is what we go with tomorrow morning, and it's a marathon.
Yeah, that's the fascination of that match four, is the personalities as much as the golf games, as Thomas alluded to there. Molinari and Fleetwood, you won't know what's coming and what's going on in their minds necessarily, whereas Reed and Tiger, you probably would do.
I've got my thoughts already aligned for how it's going to finish.
Quickly, that's exactly what I want.
2.5 for USA, Europe 1.
And I've gone the other way. 1.5 US, 2.5 Europe.
Okay.
1.5.
That's
their 2.5, 1.5 for Michael.
2.5, 1.5. Fine. Listen, we'll see how it pans out. Just to remind you, Rose and Rahm against Koepka and Finau. Rory McIlroy and Torbjörn Ottis against DJ and Ricky Fowler. Casey and Hatton against Spieth and Thomas. And Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood up against Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods. Thanks to all our guests on Ryder Cup Radio, presented by Econocom. Make sure you're with us Friday when we've uninterrupted live commentary of this 42nd Ryder Cup from the Golf Nacional. We're on air 7:30 Central European Time with the first tee shot at 8:10. You can hear us worldwide via RyderCup.com and the official Ryder Cup apps, and we'll be on TalkSport 2 in the UK as well across North America on Sirius XM satellite radio. We cannot wait for it to get underway. It's going to be mega. But for now, from me, Richard Kaufman, and the whole team here at Ryder Cup Radio, bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Ryder Cup Radio, presented by Econocom.